This is the Inferno Podcast, the official podcast of UAB Athletics. Blazer fans, this is the place each week to get an inside look into UAB Athletics. This episode is brought to you by Pearl River Resort. Welcome into the Inferno Podcast, episode 46. I'm your host, Landrum Roberts. Coming up today on the Inferno, we're going to switch gears. We're going basketball, the newest addition to Coach Andy Kennedy's 2025-2026 roster, all the way from Brazil, originally JV, as he will be affectionately known, along with a repeat visit by our buddy, Karan McPherson. All of that and more. The podcast, as always, is being brought to you by Legacy Credit Union, the official credit union of UAB Athletics. It's the Inferno, episode 46. Strap in.
Trent Dilfer here, head football coach of the UAB Blazers. I want to tell you about my friends at Legacy Credit Union. Legacy began as University Credit Union in 1955 and remains committed to UAB faculty, students, alumni, and fans. Not only do they support the Birmingham community, but they are also proud sponsors of UAB and UAB Athletics. Visit LegacyCreditUnion.com and find out why you should become a member today.
The Inferno Podcast, Blazer fans, we've made it really, really easy for you. There's a lot of different ways that you can consume this podcast each and every week, and we certainly appreciate you doing that. But you're going to appreciate it because we're going to keep you up to date on everything going on within the athletics program, the green and gold. YouTube, it's pretty simple. At Inferno Podcast UAB, like, subscribe, ring the bell, tell your family about it, your friends, your neighbors, spread it around the office. This thing is going to catch fire, literally. Appreciate you joining us there on YouTube, but also Instagram. You can find us Inferno_pod on Twitter, or the X if you prefer, at Inferno_pod_UAB. On Facebook, that's kind of the OG, right? UAB Athletics, you can find it there on Facebook. And, of course, you can go to uabsports.com. We've got links, we've got all different ways. There is no excuse for you to miss the Inferno Podcast each and every week.
The if in life, it's a world of possibilities. If you go for a night out with friends, if you can keep an eye on your money along the way, if you know you have overdraft protection, with no fee transfers from savings, when you get a low balance alert, it's easier to say yes to fun. If that sounds good, try Regions Life Banking.
Stay ready for the if in life. Regions Bank embrace the if in life.
Welcome back into the Inferno Podcast. I'm your host, Landrum Roberts. We're going to talk basketball, and it is time to introduce you to the final addition to Andy Kennedy's 2025-2026 men's basketball roster. A repeat offender, if you will, Q McPherson. Nice enough to join us again. Q, since we talked last, how are you?
Good. Can't complain.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Everything going well around the facility?
Yeah,
going well in the gym?
Yeah.
Team building going okay?
Yeah, everything's going good right now.
Well, good.
Everybody working hard.
We finally get to meet
the big fella.
The big fella. All 6'10". JV is JV. His name. JV, it does not say JV on the roster. It does not say that. But where, all right, so pronounce your full name.
Is João Victor Moreira da Chagas.
What a pretty name.
Unique.
It is unique. And you're from Brazil.
I'm from Brazil, yeah.
Give me your hometown.
Nickelodeon, Goiás.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Small town.
It is. And yeah. You are a true 6'10".
Yeah.
You're not 6'9", trying to fudge. 6'10". We were actually talking last week. I won't say who, but it's someone who is involved in the NBA. And we were talking about how trying to find a player above the height of 6'9" these days, it's actually pretty tough. And when you think about it, there's that 6'9", and then there's just 6'10" guys plus that have skill like yourself comes at a premium. So are you through growing? Are you going to continue to, are you going to be 7 foot when it's all said and done?
Nah, I think I still prefer it.
Q, based on what you've seen from JV, I know that you and your teammates, you're excited about having a big presence like him. Mm-hmm. But what can you tell us about early impressions?
So far, we ain't played basketball with him yet.
Yeah.
But hopefully when we do get out there, probably tomorrow, just work out me and him together. And yeah. We'll see.
All right, JV. So your journey, you were at the NBA prep. Would that be Latin America Academy? And the NBA has done a good job of putting these academies all across. When did you know that? I mean, you can look at your size and say, you know, basketball might be a good fit for me. But coming from a country that is known for legendary football, as you would call it down there, or soccer. As we call it here, Pelé. Everybody thinks Pelé. You know, the great. When did you know that basketball was going to be your sport?
I started playing soccer when I got like 14 years old.
I was trying to be respectful and say football, but you said soccer, so yeah. I'll say soccer. Yeah, sorry.
I did for like 1 year, and I started like watching basketball, and I started like it and just practice and play ball.
And I said soccer for Brazil, but Brazil, we know that Brazil has a very good basketball, not only league, but playing at the Olympic level. We see Brazil is one of those countries that's there in that top tier, if you will. You started your career at Utah Valley?
Yeah, Utah Valley, yeah.
Redshirted there.
Yeah.
Then you go to a place called Arizona Western, which we're very familiar with. From a former UAB player that was also a big man, and Yax Lindeborg. Seeing his development just from afar and hearing about it, was that one of the reasons, maybe incentives for joining Coach Andy Kennedy and just knowing how Yax had been developed within this program?
Yeah, I think so.
What would one of the strengths of your game be? As far as what you're really good at, basketball-wise?
I think rebound and run the floor.
So you run the floor as a big man?
Yeah.
You take pride in that. Footwork's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think for my size, I think I'm pretty fast.
Is this the first time that you've ever been to Birmingham?
Yeah. I mean, second time. I get here on a visit, and this is my second time.
Well, now he's here forever.
He is here forever.
Yeah.
You got to make sure of that. What were your first impressions of Birmingham?
I like the weather. Yeah, it's like kind of warm. I don't like cold, so I like being a warm state.
This guy, though, growing up in Queens, playing basketball, you guys, it didn't matter the temperature, right?
Yeah, playing the snow.
It could be hot, 127 on the blacktop, but also it could be
snow out there, and you got to shovel the snow off the court.
See, he had it tough growing up, really tough. What excites you as a player about knowing you got a guy like JV that you're going to be playing with?
I hope he knows that he can be one of the most dominant bigs in the country if he decides to be. So, like, that's always the upside of having a big man like that's on your team. That's always the best part, like. If they know they can impose their will on the game and impact the game, the sky's the limit for them. So
what does that look like for a guy like you? Because you've played against a lot of great bigs. What does that look like to you?
As far as what?
Just presence, what they do. You said a commanding presence. What is that supposed to look like?
Every rebound's theirs. I'm trying to block every shot. Every time they get the ball, score the ball. It's a dunk the ball, you know, impose your will, be big, be vocal, kind of make people scared of you, you know, a little bit. That's what I say.
Yeah. And you can have an intimidating look about you, because I'm seeing it right now, a little bit of a scowl in the eyebrows.
Yeah.
Is that your nature, JV? Are you a pretty intense guy, or are you pretty laid back?
I think everything
depends, right?
Yeah, it depends on the moment.
Depends on the moment.
Yeah.
Shooting wise, perfecting the stroke. You knock them down from outside, or is there a particular range that you're more comfortable with?
I can too. I do everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you talked to Coach Andy Kennedy and the staff, what was their selling point to you about coming to UAB and the role that you could play?
First of all, rebound, play defense, play hungry. Yeah.
What's the difference in the American game versus in Brazil growing up?
I think it's more like they play more like together. It's more like team. Like in America, they got too much talent to like everybody can dunk. Like if you watch basketball in Brazil, nobody can dunk. And they play like together. They pass the ball more. He's more kind of one-on-one. Yeah.
As far as what we're going to see, Q, from UAB this year, not only your role, but some of your other teammates, what can that look like with a presence like this? Because they don't grow these guys on trees. You know that 6'10 and having a skilled big, that can be so vital and play a big part in this team's success. So tell us, in this particular system, what you think JV could potentially do and how that could work with some of the other complements of pieces that are on this roster.
Like I just told you, he probably could be one of the best bigs in the country. It's all on if he wants to do it, though. I mean, you have to work for things. It's not just given to you. It's going to be days where it's rough. And if he's able to get through those days and still believe in himself and have self-confidence that, yo, it's cool. I had a bad day today. I'm going to still come to the gym and do what I got to do. Then the sky's the limit.
In that inside-out game, so they have to pick their poison and which
way.
Shoot.
We could give it to him.
Sure.
He could pass it back. We could pass it back to him. However it goes, that's how it goes.
They got to fear that outside shot. Yeah, that's where guys like yourself, you come in.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's more to your mm-hmm. game than that, but also having
a presence inside.
Where they got to double down, maybe give some help, and that frees somebody up.
Yep. That's half the battle right there. If we give it to him, he's able to make the right reads. If it's opportunity for him to score, he scores. If it's opportunity for him to pass it out and we get a three, hey, that's on for the defense and the opposing teams to stop. I don't got too much on that. That's on them.
JV, what are some things that you like to work on just in your own free time when it comes to your game? What are certain drills that you could help out with our young people that might be watching or listening right now, and just things that they kind of fine tune your aspect of the game?
My left hands, you know. When you play all right hands, you need to use more left hands. I think I need to be better in my left hand and get more confidence and make like start like play outside a little bit too. So, yeah.
What are your first impressions of Birmingham, our city?
I don't know.
Food scene. You said weather. You like the weather.
Yeah.
The topography, the terrain, a lot of trees.
Yeah.
You guys got a few.
A lot of green.
Got a few down in Brazil.
Yeah.
Got some rainforest.
Yeah.
It'll feel like the rainforest here. We wait until about August. You'll feel right at home.
Yeah.
We're going to have the lightning round coming up. I ask questions. Q's already been through it, but we ask just a series of questions and you have to answer them honestly. And it's a chance for us to learn more about JB, the legend that is being born right here on the Inferno. Are you ready for that?
Yeah.
Lightning round with JB and Q. Inferno podcast continues. Welcome back into the Inferno podcast. Landrum Roberts, joined by Karan, otherwise known as Q McPherson, and JV, the legend that has been born in his first podcast. Thanks for joining us, man. We appreciate it. Lightning round. This is rapid fire questions, sometimes more rapid than others. We ask you certain questions. If you have any trouble trying to decipher what I'm asking, then Q can help you or I'll help you. You ready to go? How has basketball evolved, changed over the past 10, 15, 20 years from you guys and your vantage point?
From how I see it?
Yeah.
Just versatility as far as like people like his size.
Yeah.
I don't know if he can do what I'm envisioning though, but like, let's go Kevin Durant, 7 feet, can shoot the ball, can dribble the ball, can defend, can guard anybody. Just bigger people doing things that they're not supposed to be doing.
Can come out.
Yeah, they're expanding defend. Their game.
Yeah.
And then I would say shooting, like being able to shoot the ball. Cause like, I feel like now in today's basketball, if you can't shoot, you ain't going to get paid. You ain't going to get nothing.
Yeah.
Like, that's half the battle. Being able to, like, even if you can't dribble, if you can shoot the ball, somebody's going to pay you to shoot the ball. Like, do what you do. So, like, being able to shoot, I'd say that.
Yeah.
Can you shoot the ball?
Yeah.
A pretty good clip?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't shoot that much, but, you
when
know.
You do shoot it, it go in?
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
That's right. So you can step out outside the arc, knock them down if you have to.
Yeah.
That's was good. That was the answer you were looking for, right? I like it.
We go pick and pop. You can hit a three.
Yeah.
For each of you, the most challenging aspect of your position that most people wouldn't know.
The most challenging aspect of, like, what, being a shooting guard?
Yeah.
I'd say.
Besides making shots.
Yeah, that's like, part of it. But, like, I'd say just always being, like, locked into, like, your task. Like, winning your battles. Like, little things like your matchup. You shouldn't let your matchup outplay you. Especially, like, being a two in, like, that area of somebody that's, like, predominantly look to score all the time or whatever the aspect might be. Like, the opponent is always going to try to, like, do something to do their part on the game. If that's them scoring, them playing defense, whatever it might be. So, like, I say always, like, looking forward to your matchup and trying to just win your matchup.
Q, this goes back to what we just talked about because I'm going to ask JV and he's going to be able to answer the same question. But I feel like for a guy like him, immediately other team is going to say, get him into foul trouble. We got to get him off the floor. Let's try to get him into foul trouble. Or at the worst, pivotal time in a game, let's send the big man to the line. Can mm-hmm. he make free throws? I would think that that would be something that would be challenging for a big man like JV.
If you can make, I feel like he'll be fine. Like,
not you in particular. I'm just saying free guys throws, in free like, position.
Yeah, definitely. Like free throws, it depends. Because like I said, the game is evolving. So like people his size now, they can shoot free throws. So like there's no point in even fouling them because sometimes they might be the best free throw shooter on the team.
Yeah.
So just things like that. And being, for them, like I said, change. Now they can guard. Like, so it's, you'd be surprised. Like, 7-footer can guard somebody that's, yeah. He just is, mind you, he's bigger. And then once they learn their body and they learn what they can do and what they can't do, they'll adjust. And then, like.
That's a really good answer. JV, what's the most challenging aspect of being the center?
Of the most challenging thing about being a big man.
I think, like, play smart, you know, the big, I mean.
Like, playing smart?
Yeah, like, yeah.
So, like, no, like, not picking up fouls.
Yeah.
Making sure you pass it out the right time, or if you got a time to score, being able to score.
Yeah.
If you could be any animal, what animal would you be and why?
That's a good question.
Any animal. For me, I like animals. So it's like, like, I could go with a reptile. I could go with a mammal. Does it have to be like a animal that's like right now in our... It
no.
could be a prehistoric animal.
No. Look, if we're going to go... I'll say if we're going to go prehistoric, a raptor. I'm going... Well, kind of on those same lines. I'm going dragon.
Yeah. I like dragon too.
Dragon.
I think prehistoric wise, something like a dragon now breathing fire. That's
a little stretch. Pump the brakes. Probably like a T-Rex probably.
Yeah.
I say a raptor for me personally. Because I like Jurassic Park. So I like to see the dinosaurs and stuff like that.
For me, it would be maybe a polar bear.
I like
just
that
hear
too.
Me out.
That's a great
You're an apex predator.
And you're a carnivore.
You're beautiful. You are a carnivore, but you got a little bit of personality.
Yeah.
You can hunt.
You can do everything.
But you can also, you can bring them in with your cute little waves, and then you just devour them when they come up and they try to pet you.
Definitely. I like that one. I like Polar Bear.
Polar too. Bear?
I like Polar Bear.
I take Polar Bear too.
Yep. You're not going Giraffe. You're already really giraffe. Tall. They can reach things that nobody else can reach. What's an animal that, or a snake, spider, something that people fear in Brazil?
Most dangerous snake in Brazil.
I think it's snake. Yeah.
Which one?
A viper of some kind.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't got those.
Well, we have variations. We got rattlesnakes. We got cottonmouths, water moccasins.
Out here for real?
Oh, down. Oh, that's right. You're a New York guy. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't.
No, it's fine. I mean, it's not like they're crawling around Birmingham. Yeah, we're good.
I would hope not.
No.
That would be bad.
We have some at the zoo.
Yeah.
Your expression. It's like, no, we don't have those. Too. Yeah, we got them.
But, in the zoo?
Yeah, they're in the zoo.
Okay.
They're in the zoo.
That's like everybody's zoo, though.
All of our friends at home are like, oh, someone in my backyard doing yard work this weekend. What futuristic invention do you wish existed right now?
Being able to teleport.
Teleport, that's good.
I can just go wherever I want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
There.
Teleport for you?
Yeah.
No flying cars?
Nah. Go to Brazil. Boom.
Boom. Just like that.
Yeah. Go back home.
We could all, you could show us around and then we're back here in Birmingham
like we never
before the sun sets. I like that. We could go check out that snake that you're talking about. In 30 years, do you think we're going to have fully automated cars? Like, will they drive themselves?
Will they drive themselves?
Well, yes. They have those. They have the self-driving Teslas, I think. And a buddy of mine was in Austin, Texas last week on business. And he said it was the first time that he watched, he actually experienced. He said he didn't have the nerve. He doesn't trust them to get in them to take him to where he wants to go. I'm like that, too. I don't think I trust technology
enough.
Still want to be able to
control it.
It where if somebody does something where I can still have the ability to say, get out of the way or accelerate so I don't get hit. Mm-hmm. I don't get T-boned. Are you?
Yeah.
And then somebody hacks the software, locks the doors.
Stuck inside.
Well, yeah. And then we're hauling down the interstate and I have no idea where we're going.
Yeah.
The car doesn't know where we're going.
Yeah, I'm not so much of a big fan of that neither, but I like you said, just to a point where you can control it, like, yo, okay. Hands on, my turn now.
So right now, if we walked out of the podcast studio and out in the parking lot, there's one of these fully automated self-driving cars. Would you guys get in?
No.
Nah.
I don't think I would either.
I wouldn't.
Okay, that answers that. If you could speak to any sports figure in history, who would you choose?
Michael
Jordan, the GOAT.
Michael Jordan.
Not Pele. I know, I went Brazil there.
But soccer, no, I'm thinking about like basketball-wise. Yeah,
but soccer-wise, you're gonna talk to Pele. Yeah. What's your all-time favorite personal basketball moment?
In the moment?
Yeah, best basketball moment ever.
Oh, that's my?
Where everybody's like, JV, hey.
Oh, when
I would say carrying you off the court, but that would be tough.
When I did like 25 points and 22 rebounds.
25 and 23?
Yeah.
I'd say solid double-double. When did that happen?
Great double.
Last year.
Indian Hills.
25
and 22.
20 and 20 coming.
If you can do that every single night, we'll take it.
I love it.
Right? What about for you?
Best basketball moment? I think I did this one before. I had a game winner and my dad was there, I think.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry for the repeat.
No, you're good.
What tips would you give someone starting out as a freshman in college basketball?
Tips. Don't have self-doubt. You're going to have bad days,
gonna be days where it's like your coach is yelling at you for no reason, and just gotta take it with a grain of salt and keep moving.
JB.
Yeah, just keep your head up. Like, sometimes it's not your day. Just keep your head up.
Sometimes it's not your day.
Yeah.
Whether it's on the court, whether it's in life.
Yeah.
It ain't always gonna go your way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Being able to persevere, that's what makes us strong, right? When did you know that you wanted to play basketball at a high level?
Since I started playing basketball.
For you, it was early on. What about for you, JV?
When I started kind of late, 15 years old.
How tall were you at 15?
Like 6'7", 6'6".
At 15?
Yeah.
I know this is a crazy question. It's just because you're so tall. Is there ever a morning where you woke up and you're like, man, I think I'm taller?
I never feel that. Growing?
Like you grew overnight? Maybe so an inch?
You know what's funny? I felt that.
Have you?
Yeah, when I was younger, I woke up and I'm like, ooh, I got a little taller. And I asked my dad, he like, I think you did. But that was when I was young, though.
Is anybody else in your family that tall?
My dad is pretty tall.
Yeah?
Yeah. But it's not like me, like 6. Actually, I don't know, like 6'5",
yeah.
6'4".
Yeah, you're above the average anyways.
Yeah.
But again, do you feel like you still got some more growing, or do you think that 6'10 is going to be where you stop?
Yeah, 6'10. I don't think I'm going to grow up.
Why? So it'll be 7 foot by the end of the season. Hobbies that take up your time outside of basketball.
I like play the game. PS5.
PS5.
Yeah.
Just the game of basketball on the PS5. You got another game outside of basketball. What's your favorite game on the console?
Oh, Fortnite.
Fortnite.
Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know that you got a young one that you devote your time to.
In the gym.
Yeah.
That's it. Yep. And sleep.
Yeah.
And I watch basketball. That's it.
Who is somebody that you model your on-the-court approach after?
Like,
who you think you play like that's in the NBA?
Shit. I don't know.
Who does he look like to you?
Who? Giannis.
Giannis.
Everybody say that.
I see Giannis.
Yeah.
Everybody say that.
Yeah. Get 30% of Giannis this year would be good.
Yeah, I hope so.
2%. I take it. Anything.
I don't know if JB is not going to be bashful. He seems it's been a lot. This has been a lot to take in. But if there's anything you would like for the UAB fans to know, what would it be?
To know about me?
Sure. Or about the season or what you're bringing to the Blazers.
Tell the fans what they should be looking forward to. You can tell them a lot of rebounds, a lot of blocks, a lot of dunks.
Yep.
And some wins.
Yeah. And go to UABsports.com and buy your season tickets today. And you can find out for yourself right there at Bartow. JV, I know. This is your first one. You got a great teammate here.
Yep.
Helping you out. Q, thank you. We appreciate it.
Of course.
Anything else you want to tell the Blazers? There it is. All right. JV, Q, thanks for joining us. The Inferno continues. Inferno podcast continues. You know, when I think back to my childhood and I think about some of those fun moments, some of those fun memories, a lot of them happen during the summertime. You think vacation and being out of school, that's great. But also you think about camp, summer camp. And I'm not talking, and those are great, just about your typical summer camp where you think about canoeing, kayaking, archery, crafts, skits, all of that good stuff. But how about a specific sport and to be trained by some of the best in the business? Check out UABSports.com and across the summer months, whether it's Johnny or Susie and they're interested in a particular sport or they just want to learn more about it, they can do so with a host of different sports across the UAB campus. You can find out more, as always, comprehensive list of the camps, information about those camps, but also up-to-date news, scheduling, and all you need to know green and gold athletics there at UABSports.com. This is the Inferno Podcast, the official podcast of UAB Athletics. Blazer fans, this is the place each week to get an inside look into UAB Athletics. This episode is brought to you by Pearl River Resort.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.